it's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. I'd like to discuss with you today gastroesophageal reflux in infants. Now, gastroesophageal reflux means that the contents of the stomach are coming back up into the esophagus. And this can lead to uncomfortable symptoms such as chest pain. Of course, you know, the baby's not going to tell you the chest hurts. But you'll see that the baby arches his back after feedings. You may see that the baby coughs after feedings, has some chest congestion or maybe nasal congestion, but there's really no mucus in the nose, and the baby may spit up quite a bit. Now, some babies have gastroesophageal reflux and are happy, don't have any apparent discomfort. We call these happy spitters. Usually they're chubby babies and just spit up every time they eat. Now, most babies will outgrow gastroesophageal reflux at about the same time they start to sit up really well. So somewhere between 6 and 9 months, most of the time, babies will outgrow gastroesophageal reflux. So the esophagus is not really designed to take on the acid that's in the stomach. And so the acid going into the esophagus as the foodstuffs come back up, that's what causes the pain and discomfort. And then the esophagus is right next to the airway, and so sometimes little droplets of food and saliva go right down into the airway. That's what causes the cough, the chest congestion, and then sometimes the little droplets of foodstuffs go into the back of the nasal passages, and that's what causes the seemingly respiratory congestion symptoms, nasal congestion. So what can you do about gastroesophageal reflux? Well, you definitely want to talk to your healthcare provider. But typically, with the spitting up, there's not really a cure for this. But you can do some things that will help with gastroesophageal reflux. Your doctor may prescribe some medications that can neutralize the acid, although this is controversial and most recent studies show that this may not help. And, you know, with all medications, there are side effects. So you want to discuss the pros and cons of medication for reflux with your healthcare provider. The other thing that I recommend is that 20 minutes after a feeding, you keep the baby in an upright position. If you put the baby in the car seat after a feeding, that flexes the hips and that puts more pressure on the stomach, and that's going to increase the esophageal reflux. So you can lay the baby on its tummy with supervision or hold the baby in an upright position. Some doctors may recommend thickening the feedings with rice cereal, like maybe 1 teaspoon of rice cereal per ounce of formula in 2 or 3 feedings a day to thicken the feedings. That's controversial as well. And then you may want to decrease the size of the feedings and increase the frequency of feedings. So these are some of the things that you can do, but I highly recommend you talk to your healthcare provider. I just wanted to give you a little overview about gastroesophageal reflux and why your baby may have chronic congestion, spitting up, and what to expect over the next couple of months. So if you have any questions, leave a comment. Also, contact me at NoCryingBabies.com. I'll be happy to discuss any questions that you might have. Until next time, happy parenting.